USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. State Department is calling for the release of two Americans detained in Myanmar. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman called on Myanmar's military junta Wednesday to release journalists Danny Fenster and Nathan Mong. Human rights groups estimate that 90 journalists have been arrested since the military takeover of Myanmar's government back in February. And in a special election, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Moore's 60-36%, with all precincts reporting. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The win extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220-211, with four seats still left vacant. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
President Biden will meet with Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo to continue negotiations over his infrastructure proposal. But the administration has recently indicated that time for a deal is running out. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says there's optimism on both sides that a deal can get done. She tells CNBC that many of the aspects of the bill are things that both parties can support.
I think because some of this is just not controversial, everybody agrees we've got to have roads and bridges and basic infrastructure, and including electricity that comes into your home. Everybody agrees that you don't want to turn on the tap water in your home and be poisoned by lead. So the bottom line is there is the shape of a bipartisan deal, and that is by far the president's preference. You know, it's not going to drag out beyond this summer, so we need to make sure that it happens quickly. But I think that, you know, there is a sense of optimism, I'll say that.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their case to be heard. But former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows doesn't see how ending the policy will help with the current crisis on the border. He tells Fox News that the White House is moving away from things that had previously worked.
When you see the Biden administration yesterday officially ending the Remain in Mexico policy, they've adopted a new policy. It's Remain in Chaos policy at the southern border, because we know what worked. Donald Trump and his administration actually made sure that we had a secure southern border. Now we have over 500,000 people that have come here illegally just in the first 110 days of this administration, and yet they're suggesting that they have the answers.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced Wednesday that she would seek another term in 2022. Announcing her bid in a video on social media, Ivey touted her response to the pandemic and efforts to make the state business friendly. Ivey easily won her first term in 2018 and is expected to be reelected in the deep red state. No Democrats have yet announced their intent to challenge her next fall. And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's win being overturned. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.